Good morning, everybody. If I was to ask a question, is Yiras Shamayim something which is an easy thing for a person to take upon himself? We all know that's one of our biggest struggles that we struggle with, Yiras Shamayim. Yet the Torah says, "Va'ati Yisrael Mo Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Meimoch," which means Mo. David is telling us, Mo, what is it? Mo Hashem Shoyel Meimoch. It's nothing much. Kiyim liyira, says the Eibishter to each and every person, what am I asking you for? All I'm asking you for is to have Yiras Shamayim. Asks the Gemara, Otto Yira Milsa Zutrasa, is Yiras Shamayim something easy? Answers the Gemara, yeah. Eitel Moshe Milsa Zutrasa. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it's something which is easy. So the Kasha is, the Eibishter isn't just talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's talking to me, he's talking to you, he's talking to everybody around in the world. What's the Gemara answering? To Moshe, it's easy. It's a tzivui to each and every individual. Reb Chaim Stein Zatzal once said, and he answered something which I think is very relevant over here, especially for the yeshiva that you're all zeichet to be in. Said Reb Chaim, Eitzel Moshe means if a person connects himself to a Moshe, which means his Moshe, his Rebbe, his Rosh Yeshiva, Milsa Zutrasa, then it's going to be easy. What should I tell you? I tell everybody in America, I'll say it here also, that in my eyes, the best yeshiva that there is in the world is Rabbi Senter's yeshiva. It's a yeshiva that's not just a yeshiva for learning, it's a yeshiva that in order to enhance the learning, everything else is taken care of. I don't think there's a bacher here that could honestly say what he's missing. Bacherim in general have what to complain about, but in this yeshiva, I don't think they have anything to complain about. Not the Ruchnius and not the Gashmius, because it's all there for you in order to make and enhance your learning to be as easy as possible. Yeah, says the Gemara, Eitzel Moshe, stay around the Moshe Rabbeinu, stay around your Rebbe, stay around your Rabbeinu, and then Yiras Shamayim will be easy, and Fashteitzich, if Yiras Shamayim goes well, the Torah goes well, and you could build your lives to become B'nai Torah. I just want to say something which is really negated to this parsha, but it's really negated to life. And that is, the most precious commodity that we all have is something which is called time. Unfortunately, time is abused a lot, and time is not something which we appreciate. They say, they once asked the Bris Zalman, why is it that in today's generations you don't find people becoming G'dayli Torah the way they used to be? And he answered and he said, that used to be there were 7 days in every week and 24 hours in a day. He says, as the years went on, the 7 days went to 6 days, the 6 days went to 5 days, the 5 days went to 4 days, the days went from 24 hours to 10 hours to 12 to 8 hours to 6 hours. And so Mamela, the weeks aren't weeks the way they used to be. And Mamela, people don't have the opportunity. Came in here this morning, I wasn't sure what day of the week it was. You see everybody's happy on a Friday morning, there's something wrong. On a Friday morning, everybody has a smile on their face. And the answer is because you know that here, the days aren't much different. Every day is the same, and every day has that same opportunity. They say over Rabbi Eliyashiv Zatzal, when he got married, he told his wife he wants the first 1,000 days of his marriage to be able to sit and learn. After that, he said he'll help out in the house, and I'll do whatever his wife, his Rebbetzin, wanted. So she asked him, why are you saying 1,000 days? We know 1,000 days is about 3 years. Tell me the first 3 years of marriage. And he answered her with this yisoid, and he told her, I wanted for you to understand that every day is the same. There is no difference whether it's Erev Yom Kippur, or whether it's a Friday, or whether it's a Shabbos, or I'm not feeling well. Every day counts, and every day is important. And that was the yisoid that Rabbi Eliyashiv decided to teach his wife in the beginning. His wife, anybody knows who his wife was, I don't think she needed to be taught too much. But that was the yisoid that Rabbi Eliyashiv shteld avek in the beginning of his marriage. We know how disciplined Rabbi Eliyashiv was for those who were zeichet to see him. They say over that there was an einikel once that was there to take care of him, and he was told that at 2:30 in the morning Rabbi Eliyashiv gets up, and you have to bring him his coffee exactly 2:30. If you come a minute late, you're going to miss him, and he's not going to drink his coffee until Shacharis. He learned straight. So sure enough, the einikel got ready. He came there at 2:30, and lo and behold, Rabbi Eliyashiv was learning already. What had happened? What had happened was the day before there was some tzorchi rabim, there's some people that came over to him and they spoke to him, whatever it was, not negeh to learning. And now Rabbi Yashiv's schedule was so perfect that he's not going to take that out of his learning schedule. So instead he woke up 20 minutes earlier that morning to start learning. That's somebody who understood how precious each and every moment of time is. That's really what the parsha starts off over here with Chayesara. Chayesara, it says that Sarimenu was somebody that lived 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. Rashi is the kasha. Why does it say Meir Shonim, Esrim Shonim? Just say 127 years. So Rashi answers Kulam Shavim L'Toiva. But Chazal say that Rabbi Akiva was once giving a shir, and maybe it was Friday in some other place, and where he was giving the shir, people, the Bachrim started dozing off. So Rabbi Akiva turned to his Bachrim and he said to them, why was Esther Amalka Zeicha to be able to rule over 127 Medinas? So woke up the Bachrim, I guess they were in the middle of Yavamis or whatever Masechta they were. What's Esther Amalka have to do with it? So nobody answered Hashtetzach, I guess they were still sleeping. So he, Rabbi Akiva, answered and he said, the reason why Esther Amalka was Zeicha to be able to be a Malka over 127 Medinas is because Sarah Imena lived 127 years. Now obviously, what does one have to do with the other? And the answer that Chazal say is that Sarah Imena utilized each and every moment of her life. Yeah, every moment was accounted for, every day was accounted for, and in the schus of every moment that she lived, so Esther Malka was Zeicha for every moment, for a town, for a village, for a city, and so on and so forth. This goes to teach us how important time is. It's something that we have as Bachrim, and as life continues, it gets more and more difficult. There's the Yadua Dika Marsha and Ksubis that says, if you learn the Gemaras over there, it says that the Amoraim went away for 12 years to learn. 12 whole years they went to learn. Says the Marsha, which 12 years of their life was it? Says from 18 till 30. So why? He says because the Ikka years of a person's ability to be able to learn without tirdus and without the oil of a mishpacha, without the oil of parnasa, is from when a person's 18, by then a person is able to learn better than he was able to learn. Until then, he's mature. And before he's 30, before he has the mishpacha, and he has the oil of parnasa, and so on and so forth. These are your years. These are your opportunities. This is the time that you're able to chaperein and understand the godless of what it's like to be in a yeshiva like this, how you have rabbeim one after another. Each and every person is an all-star in his own right. Everybody talks about how special all the rabbeim are here in the yeshiva. They're there to teach you not just Torah, but to teach you a derech in life. The Bachrim here should all chaperein and take in every moment of time that you have and realize, I remember once Scheinberg once spoke in Bismedesh Gevoya, he stood by the Amid for a half hour and he said one thing. He said, Mi ho'ish echofetz chayim oyev yomim. Said over from the chofetz chayim, who's somebody that's a chofetz chayim? Somebody that's oyev yomim, who appreciates the day. He said it and he said it and he was crying. He stood there and he said over, just appreciate the value of each and every day. And just to leave you with something to remember every day, they say the Chofetz Chaim used to say when a person sits down to his Gemara in the morning, he should think to himself, I'm the only person that's here in the Welt. I'm the only person that's here in the world. Could you imagine if a person wakes up, like they say, the day after, and he knows he's the only one around? So, Fashteitzach, he knows his values. I'm the only one around. This is the only blot that there is in Shas. And when a person thinks about this, that it's me, I'm the only one around me, the world is standing on me, this is my only blot that I have an opportunity to learn, and this is my last day of my life, then Fashteitzach, a person would apply himself properly. And says the Chofetz Chaim, we say it in Kriyishma every single day, V'hoyu advorim ha'ela, these words, meaning this is the blot and this is the only blot. Asher anoichi mitzavecha means the Eibush is commanding you and you only. Hayoim, today and today only. If we would only appreciate how special every day is, a Friday, a Sunday, we learn from Rabbi Yashiv what it means that all the days should be the same. Chaperein from your Rabbeim, how much you have over here, and from Eretz Yisrael, the maila of being in Eretz Yisrael. I'm jealous of everybody that's here. You should just take in everything. You should all talk to be zeichet to become Emes of B'nai Teirach and Shabbos.